Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you, filling in for John Hockenberry today. Well, as we just discussed, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has been awarded the 2013 Nobel Peace Prize. Well, as the OPCW continues its work in Syria to rid the regime of their chemical weapons stockpile, there's a new report released today by Human Rights Watch, and it accuses rebel groups in Syria of committing war crimes and possibly crimes against humanity there. The report looks at an attack against a pro-regime village on August 4th by rebel forces and concludes that at least 190 civilians were killed. More than 200 civilians are still being held hostage. The attacks on unarmed civilians were systematic against more than a dozen villages in the coastal area of Latakia. For an update now on the situation in Syria, we're joined by Lara Satrakian, founder of Syria Deeply and frequent guest on the show. Hi, Lara.
Great to be with you, Don.
Your reaction, please, to the Human Rights Watch report that I just described, accusing rebel forces of atrocities and 190 civilians killed.
I think the scale of the attack is shocking, but not terribly surprising, in the sense that we've seen an escalation in sectarian attacks on both sides of this conflict. Human Rights Watch says this is the first evidence of crimes against humanity by opposition forces, but they're very clear on which rebel forces they believe were behind it, specifically Al-Qaeda-linked groups like Jabhat al-Nusra and Ahrar al-Sham. These are the more extremist groups on the ground. And these are groups that had seen systematic attacks on Sunni areas of Syria and vowed to take their revenge. Come August 4th, according to the Human Rights Watch report, they did just that. And of the 190 civilians that were killed, at least 57 of them were women and 18 were children. So a picture in this report of a very heinous crime against civilians in Alawite areas, really driving this fear among the various religious groups in Syria that there's really no way to avoid this cycle of revenge killings.
So there was no indication in the report, or was there, that these revenge killings were a reaction to the chemical attacks that that were exacted by the government forces on rebel towns?
This attack was just before the August 21st attack on Eastern Ghouta that we've heard so much about. But over the course of the conflict, Todd, there have been repeated instances of chemical weapons use believed to be perpetrated by the regime on rebel areas. So they're really, you look at the chemical weapons attacks and they really fall in the context of the broader violence against civilians that had been to date, according to the Human Rights Watch and others, disproportionately really violence by the regime against rebels and civilians in rebel-held areas. And now you're seeing this reaction from the extremist side of the rebel camp to that entire morass of violent incidents.
One of the issues here, Lara Satrakian, is accountability from the chemical attacks that came from government forces. There's a lot to be said about the compromise deal that was struck between Syria, the United States, and Russia. But Bashar al-Assad does appear to be losing his chemical weapons arsenal. In this case, these factions of the rebel forces, the Al-Qaeda or Islamist factions, I'm not sure what the mechanism for accountability is aside from a Human Rights Watch report.
Well, you're touching on a critical point. The breakdown of accountability in Syria has palpable consequences, and this is one of them. The fact that rebels feel that there's no accountability, there are no consequences for the regime when it takes on heinous crimes, leads them to believe they need to take on their own heinous crimes. And when you think of accountability, justice, transitional justice, they all seem very far away from the situation on the ground at the moment. There really is no rule of law in the northern parts of Syria, certainly in those pockets that are now under rebel control. And you do see these groups really setting up their own system and their own rules for how they choose to engage. And it goes far beyond any conceptions of Geneva Convention or trying to train moderate rebels to do things a certain way. That's completely out of the picture when you're talking about this kind of combat.
Well, part of accountability also, of course, is the dismantling of the chemical weapons arsenal on the government side, which we've been talking about. And the OPCW, the Organization for Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, has been awarded the 2013 Nobel Peace Prize. It's a good chance to get an update. How are they doing in their job, which is to actually physically dismantle that arsenal and prevent it from ever being used again? How are they doing?
Well, to their credit, and to speaking to the fact that they won the Nobel Peace Prize, they already have inspectors on the ground putting themselves in the line of fire. They've completed visits to at least 3 sites already. They plan to visit 20 chemical weapon sites around the country. There are possibly double that. So there's an open question of how they're going to reach all of these places where we believe that chemical weapons are being stored. They're taking on the work. It's very, very complex. It's very dangerous. We've seen live fire around some of the sites that they plan to visit in the past 24 hours. You know the war rages on. It's not going to stop at this point, for the sake of making it easy for the OPCW. And that's, I think, really what that Nobel Peace Prize is recognizing, the fact that they've taken this step. They're one of the rare international organizations that's actually putting people on the ground to try to do something about this fight. And so far, from the limited time we've had to date, they're being credited with making substantial progress. And even the Assad regime is being credited with allowing them in and allowing them to do their work with what seems to be some degree of government compliance.
There's a new Human Rights Watch report detailing the massacre of at least 190 people by rebel forces from back in August in Syria. Larissa Trakian is founder of the blog Syria Deeply, who gave us an update on that report and also on the progress of the OPCW, which has been awarded the 2013 Nobel Peace Prize. Lara, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.